So welcome to the Kent Online podcast. I'm not even sure what day it is. I think we're on Wednesday, maybe the 25th of March. This is going to sound obviously very, very different because, like you, we're all now working from home. And we're going to do the Kent Online daily podcast a little bit differently. Previously, it used to just be a roundup of the top stories going on in Kent. You'd hear some in-depth interviews. But obviously, there is just one main story going on at the moment. That is, of course, coronavirus. But we want to pick out the positives that are coming out of this and the things that are going on in Kent where people are joining forces and doing good within their communities. And I'm delighted that our community reporter, Ollie Kemp, is going to join me for the podcast. Hi, Ollie.
Hello. How are you doing, Nicola?
Yeah, not too bad. It's strange, isn't it?
Yes, it's a bit strange. I think when you said, I'm not sure what day it is, that definitely chimed with me. I'm unsure right now. I'm glad you confirmed that.
It is a little bit like Groundhog Day at the moment. I don't know if you felt that, but
working
from home has been challenging.
Yeah, I think everyone's feeling the challenges, especially, you know, those that are working from home and you do your 9 to 5 or however long, and then you think, right, now it's time to go, oh no, I'm already home, right, okay. Just slightly move to a different room maybe, or go and do my one little bit of exercise for the day. It is a challenge.
It is. Are you being good and packing away your home office?
I'm trying. Yeah, we do. I've got a spare room, so I'm shutting that door once I finish for Kent Online and then trying not to go in there again until the next day. But it's hard, isn't it? I've been trying to move around different rooms just because I feel like I need to see something different. There's only so long you can sit in one room on your own for, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Especially when, as you say, you are on your own. Thankfully, we are hearing every single day some really positive things that are going on in Kent, which is lovely and has actually put a smile on my face a couple of times, which is great. And we've set up Network Kent on Kent Online. So if you haven't seen it yet, go along and have a look, because this really is a space for people to share all the good things that are going on at this particularly horrible time. And the one thing that obviously people are talking about is how on earth they get food at the moment. I have my own struggles with trying to shop online, but there are lots of things going on in the county to try and get food, particularly to those who maybe can't get out at the moment if they're isolating. Do you want to chat us through some of the stories that you've seen, Ollie?
Yeah, I think one that really chimed with me was that it's two brothers from a pub in Strood set up a breakfast club. They run a pub, but they've set up this breakfast club for children in the neighbourhood. So Luke and Ben Chell, and they're the landlords of the... I don't actually know how you pronounce the name of the pub, Nicola. Could you help me with that one?
Let me have a look at the name.
I mean, it looks like Sans Pareil.
Sans Pareil, yes.
Yeah, see, that just shows you how uncultured I am.
Near Fransbury, absolutely.
There you go, see? But so they've basically launched this service for pupils who would normally get their first meal of the day at school. And obviously now children aren't going to school every day. There is this issue where are the children going to get their meals if that was provided by the schools that they go to usually. So these guys who were kind of born and bred in the area decided that they were going to do that and reach out to these communities and make sure these children are being fed. So they've made sure that there are cereals available, yogurts and juice, and they're going to deliver those in the area whereabouts the Wayne Scott and the Hilltop Primary Schools are. So those children that go to those schools will be getting these donated breakfasts from these two, which I think is just such a lovely thing to do, isn't it? A real sense of the community rallying together in such a difficult time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it surprised me actually how companies have adapted so quickly. So people who would normally do one thing are perfectly happy to try out doing something completely different, literally within hours, it seems almost, to make sure that people, as you say, within their community are being catered for, which is fantastic.
It also shows that the power of social media and technology as well, that people are able to set these things up so quickly and people are able to know that it exists, because 10, 15 years ago, it might have been slightly more difficult for these guys to get the message out there that they were doing it. But now things spread so quickly online and social media. And I think that's probably helped them bring these communities together and explain that they're there to help them.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned there about social media, because there was an announcement on Facebook by this other one, Stone Willie's Pizza in Mepham, which again is a fantastic name. They are going to be offering free meals actually to the homeless and the elderly following the government's decision for the lockdown. So the manager there, Gary Sandu New, made that announcement, as you say, on Facebook. So of course then that got out, everyone in the community heard about it, and we were able to put it on the Network Kent pages of Kent Online. So it's another example of someone kind of stepping up and realizing they've got a bit of a community thing to do, I suppose. Really, they need to help people at this particularly horrible time. Yeah. We've also got another one again about a business that's completely turned around what it normally does. This is a restaurant in Rochester. So as we say, normally a restaurant, it's actually become a shop, hasn't it? Overnight, almost.
Yeah. And that Rico, it's Rico Sabor, isn't it? So they do tapas, and tapas is definitely the sort of the food that you tend to think of as a particularly restaurant food. But now they're selling things like pasta, eggs, tomatoes, all the kind of things that they would usually use, and the sort of things that are actually quite difficult to get hold of in supermarkets at the moment. These are the things that that are selling out because people are buying them and making sure they have enough in for whilst they self isolate. So he's actually been sourcing those products from his suppliers. Which I guess is filling a hole in terms of the supply chain for a lot of supermarkets in the area and making sure that people have all those essentials so they can make their own food at home.
And also good, I suppose, because if he already had food in stock, it's good to know that that's not going to waste now that he can't open as a restaurant.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm sure that these restaurants do have a big supply chain and quite a lot coming in. And there's a picture that he's posted, which you can see on our story on Kent Online. And there's a lot of eggs there. There's a lot of beans.
There is a lot of eggs.
Tomatoes. it's fantastic to see that's going to go to people that need it. I don't know how tapas would work as a takeaway either. I think that might be a bit weird.
Not too sure. They're all doing fantastic things. I'm sure you'll hear about loads going on near to where you live. Another big thing that's come out of this is that suddenly we have hundreds and thousands of children off school and being taught at home by parents who are not teachers. Believe you me, that's been interesting this week for me because I was working and obviously had my daughter at home as well. Suddenly trying to do Key Stage 2 maths, which was a challenge, and working out where she was in the curriculum, the sorts of things that she needed to learn. I mean, it is really an interesting time and a bit of a juggling act, but there are so many people kind of stepping up and saying, well, I've got this advice and how about kids do this? I particularly like the one that we've got here suggesting that children set up pen pals, which was probably a thing back in the day before the likes of WhatsApp and all the social media sites. But this is a mum from Raynham called Kelly Binks, who she's got to take 2 months of unpaid leave from her job. She's got her children and she's suggesting that they set up that to stay connected with their friends, they become pen pals, which I think is absolutely lovely.
That is a nice idea. Taking it slightly off of online as well, which actually might be quite a healthy thing to do every now and then. You know, do something that's a bit more physical, and it's really nice, isn't it? I mean, I don't think I've ever had a pen pal. Thinking about it, I was thinking, maybe I have, but
I
haven't.
Sorry for you now.
Yeah, no, I know. It's all just WhatsApp groups and. And that's it really, isn't it? But I think it's a lovely thing, and also I guess it encourages children to keep on writing as well, because that they're the sort of things that could really fall by the wayside, and I suppose things that you take for granted that they're doing every day whilst they're at school.
And yeah, absolutely.
Ways to kind of convince them to keep on doing those things. There's another one I really liked, which was the Sheerness artist, who's sort of encouraged children to get on social media and post drawings that they've done whilst they're at home, keeping that kind of artistic side up. I think that's a really nice thing. There's a great picture again on our website with him covered in paint. There's even paint on his glasses. I don't know if most parents would encourage that kind of messy artistry in their houses. They might, might get a bit freaked out by that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. My daughter did want to do art as soon as we said we were doing stuff at home. I was like, no.
Yeah, keep away from the carpet.
Yeah, chances are you might have seen or heard of Joe Wicks over the past couple of days as well, because he started doing PE lessons, hasn't he, for children on YouTube. But we've also got a lady called Belle Fisher from Extreme Dance Academy, which has got schools in Sittingbourne and Whitstable, and she's going to be offering free online dance classes as well. So there's not just the learning, there's the keeping fit and doing all the active stuff that children do at school as well, which is good, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're the sort of things that are going to be harder to do. You know, the government advice to make sure you're only going out and exercising once a day, you're keeping your distance. It's going to be very difficult for parents to incorporate all of the exercise they children would usually get at school. So I think that's a really great thing. You know, I'm actually getting involved myself because I'm realizing that I'm starting to get I'm very, very used to sitting down and not moving anywhere. You know, there's no reason to move around much. I think it's really good to stay nice and fit and healthy.
Well, she's creating routines from her home in Herne Bay, so I reckon you should join in, Ollie. Definitely.
I will. Maybe I'll post a video on Instagram of me getting involved.
Fantastic. There's an incentive for everyone else to follow our Instagram account.
Or not, perhaps. I don't know.
One final thing, because obviously the NHS are doing an absolutely fantastic job at the moment in very, very difficult circumstances. circumstances. And obviously we all want to show our appreciation, which might be a little bit tricky at the moment because we can't go out and about. But there's a great thing going on tomorrow night. We kind of want to get everyone involved. Do you want to explain what's happening?
Yeah, so there's this national campaign tomorrow at 8 o'clock for everyone across the country to thank our NHS staff, show our appreciation. So the idea is that we're all going to clap for the NHS at the same time. So whether that's standing in your garden, your balcony, in your living room, by a window, basically just to all clap together and show how much we appreciate these hardworking people on the front line right now. And we'd also like to ask if any of you are able to safely film and share your street or neighbourhood taking part in it, then make sure you tag us on social media, send it across to us, because we'd love to show the rest of the county everybody getting involved and supporting our frontline NHS services. So yeah,
absolutely.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's 8 in the evening. That'd be absolutely fantastic. Of course, as Ollie said, make sure you're still social distancing, but if you do want to stand by your front door or whatever and yeah, just film it and join in, I mean, that's a great way, isn't it, to show appreciation. And I'm sure doctors and nurses across the country will see loads of that online later on in the day, so that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. We hope we can be part of bringing that to them.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much, Ollie. Well, that is the first all new Kent Online podcast. We're going to try and do this every couple of days or so, I think, to just run through some of the more positive things that are going on in the county. And if you have got any other stories that you want to share with us, get in touch with Kent Online via any of our social channels or message us through the website. We'd be delighted to hear about them. I hope you all stay safe and we'll speak to you again soon.